seada mille pealt sa saab piiblit lugeda, siis teeb on see lahti Jesaja raamatu 45. peatükis.
Isaiah chapter 45.
Jesaja 45.
And tonight is our fourth part on this Wednesday night series that we just call Real Life.
Fourth?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Täna on meil neljas osa seeres Reaalne elu 2016.
And, you know, Wednesday nights are a bit, for me, they're a bit more practical.
Aga kolmapäeva õhtud on minu jaoks rohkem nagu praktilised.
I think we can get into things that are a little bit more of a help for us in our day-to-day life.
Ma usun, et me saame paremini minna asjadesse, mis on nii-öelda praktiliseks abiks meile igapäevases elus.
And I don't know about you, but I enjoy Wednesday nights.
Ma ei tea, kuidas on sinuga, aga minna naudin neid kolmapäeva õhtud.
Because I feel we can go a little bit deeper into things.
Et ma tunnen, et me saame nagu sügavuti minna asjade sisse.
And so I thank God that you're here with us tonight as we go and look at these things that the Word of God shares with us. I'm believing God that we can go deeper. And one of the things that I believe that we need to go deeper on as a church is an important aspect in, I believe, every Christian life. And this is the subject of prayer. I think that we all can pray more.
Ma usun, et me kõik võime ja suudame rohkem palvetada.
You know, and it really doesn't matter how much you pray, you feel like I should probably pray more.
Ma et pole kui kaua sa veedad aega palves, alati on see tunne, et kuule ma saaksin veel palvetada.
But the issue is this is that some people hardly ever pray.
Küsimus ja probleem on selles, et mõned inimesed nagu peaaegu üldse ei palveta.
And some people have a hard time just taking time to pray.
Ja mõned inimesed on raskusi selle aja võtmisega, et palvetada.
And I think if that is you, if you're a place that it's just hard to take time to just go and talk to God.
Kui sa oled selles kohas või sa tunned, et sul on raskusi Jumala ette minemisega ja temaga rääkimises.
Then it's you need to get stirred up on this.
Siis ma loodan väga ja ma tahan, et sa saaksid üles sõhutatud selle teema.
Because if prayer's not fun for you, you're not doing it right.
Sest tead, kui palvetamine ei ole tore asi, tore tegevus sinu elus, siis sa teed seda valesti.
If this is not something that you enjoy to do and you long to do day by day.
Kui see ei ole midagi, mida sina naudid teha ja midagi, mida sa igatsed teha iga päeva.
Then I want to encourage you to look at it a little bit differently. And so we're looking at some things here that I hope is going to stir you to pray more.
Nimelt me vaatame mõningaid selliseid asju, mis ma loodan õhutavad üles sinu seda palvetamist igatsust.
You know, and prayer should not be something that we just do casually.
Palvetamine ei ole midagi, mida me nii-öelda nii muuseas teeme.
You know, we don't put any heart into it. We're just like, yeah, God, hey, how you doing?
Me ei tee seda südamega, lihtsalt nagu, jõu, Jumal, kuidas läheb.
You know, hope you have a good day. I hope I do too.
Ma loodan, et sul läheb hästi, ma loodan, et mul läheb hästi.
You know, ciao. You know, when you pray that kind of a prayer, it's like, why even pray? If your heart isn't going to be into it,
kui sa ei tee seda asja südamega.
You know, don't waste your time.
Ära raiska oma aega.
But when you do pray, when you take time with God, put your heart into it.
Aga kui sa palvetad, kui sa võtad aega palvetamiseks, siis tee seda südamest.
You know, prayer should not be something that we only do when we need something.
Palvetamine ei ole mingisugune asi, mida me peaksime tegema ainult siis, kui meil on mingisugune vajadus.
And I think some Christians live that way.
Ja ma usun, et palju kristlased elavad sellest.
Oh no, you know, I gotta buy a new phone. Oh God, I'm gonna pray now.
Et oh happy, mul on vaja nüüd uus telefon osta. Jumal, aita mind nüüd.
You know, okay, we're gonna just ask you for your help because that's what you do.
Et Jumal, ma palun sinu abi, sest seda me teeme.
And then once you get your phone, okay, thank you, God. I don't need to pray again until I have another problem. You know, and I think prayer should never be like the last resort. You know, okay, we tried everything else.
Okay,
I guess all we can do now is pray. You know, I don't think prayer should be the last thing we do. I think prayer should be the first thing that we do. In every decision that we make, we need to have prayed about it first.
Iga otsusega, mis me oma elus langetame, me peaksime palvetama selle suhtes enne.
And, you know, one of the most amazing things, one of the greatest helps that we have in prayer is the Holy Spirit.
Üks imelisemaid asja ja üks suurimaid abisi, mis meil palvetamises on püha vaim.
I thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Ma tänan Jumala püha vaimu eest.
I thank God for the gift of tongues that he has given to us to help us to pray in a heavenly language.
Ma tänan Jumala selle anni eest, et me saame keeltes palvetada taevases keeles.
I thank God I don't have to know everything to pray.
Ma tänan Jumala, et ma ei pea teama täpselt detailselt kõike täpselt, mida ma pean palvetama.
I don't need to know everything everything about my life, to pray about my life.
Ma ei pea teama absoluutselt kõike oma elu kohta, selleks et palatada oma elu üle.
But I thank God that the Holy Spirit who is living in me, he knows everything.
Tänan Jumalat püha vaimu ees, kes elab minu sees, kes teab kõike, kelle läbi ma saan palatada enda elu.
And he is the one that will help you to pray if you'll let him.
Ja tema on see, kes aitab sul palatada, kui sina lased tal.
And so I'm wanting to take a few weeks here and just encourage you about prayer.
Tahaksin paar nädalat sind veel julgustada palve suhtes.
And encourage you about praying with the help of the Holy Spirit.
Julgustada sind just palvetama püha vaimu abiga.
Because this is something that we need as a believer.
See on midagi, mis me vajame kristlastena.
To tap into the deep things, into the powerful things of God.
Et me saaksime puudutada neid sügavaid asju ja tõesti olulisi asju oma elus.
And this is a free gift that has been given to us.
See on tasuta kingitus, mis on meile antud.
That we can use day by day.
Mida me saame kasutada päev-päeva järgi.
And it helps us to live life on that higher level.
Ja see aitab meil elada elusid kõrgemal tasemel.
And that is what we are called to do.
Ja see on see, milles meid on kutsutud.
You know, and as your pastor, I am not the leader of your life.
Pastorina, mina ei ole sinu elu juht.
And I think this way, when I listen to some pastors, it sounds like they want to be the ones to make all of our decisions.
And tead, vahest mul tundub teisi pastoreid kuulates, et tundub nagu nemad tahaksid teha kõiki neid otsuseid minu elus, minu eest.
You have a big decision, come to me and I'll tell you what I think.
Kui sul on suur valik, mis sa pead langetama, siis tule minu juurde ja siis ma aitan sul otsustada.
You know, I'm not to be your leader.
And tead, mina ei pea olema sinu selline juht kontrollija.
I am just a cheerleader.
Mina olen kõigesse nii-öelda kisakooris, mina ergutan sind ülesse.
You know, I'm just the one to encourage you to go out and to obey God and to live for God the best
mina
that you can.
Mina lihtsalt julgustan sind minema välja elada oma elu parimal viisil Jumalale.
I only repeat the instructions that he's already given to you.
Mina lihtsalt kordan üle neid juhiseid, mida Jumal on juba sulle annud.
You know, we come to church, I'm not giving you my ideas, I'm just talking about God and his ideas.
Sest tead, kui me tuleme kogudusse, siis ma ei räägi sulle enda ideedest, enda asjadest, ma räägin sulle Jumala plaan.
But the Holy Spirit is your leader.
Aga püha vaim on see, kes juhib sind. Püha vaim on see, kes peaks olema sinu juht.
He is the one that is your biggest help to get through life.
Tema on sinu kõige suuremaks abiks selles elus, et sellest elust läbi tulla.
And I thank God that the Holy Spirit is part of what we do.
Ma tänan Jumalat sellest, et püha vaim on osa sellest, mida me teeme.
He is our helper, he is our strengthener.
Ta on meie abistaja, tema on meie tugevdaja.
He is the one who will lead us and guide us to God's very best.
Tema on see, kes juhib ja juhatab meid Jumala kõige paremaks.
And I don't know about you, but I'm glad we have a good leader.
Ma ei tea, kuidas on sinuga, aga mina olen tänulik sellest, et meil on niivõrd hea juht.
And I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm not your leader.
Ja ma ei tea, kuidas on sinuga, aga ma olen ka tänulik sellest, et mina ei ole sinu juht.
You know, I don't want that responsibility.
Seda vastutust otseselt mul ei ole vaja.
But he takes that responsibility very highly.
Aga püha vaim võtab seda vastutust väga kõrgel tasemel.
And he wants to lead you in your life.
Ja tema tahab juhtida sind ja juhatada sind sinu elus.
He will lead you to God's very best.
Ja tema on see, kes saab juhatada sind Jumala kõige paremas.
Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes,
Jeesus ütles, kui püha vaim tuleb,
that he will teach you everything that you need to know.
Siis tema õpetab teile kõike, mida teil läheb tarvis teada.
Amen. And so I can instruct and I can try to teach.
Nii, mina võin juhendada ja võin üritada õpetada teid.
But I know this and I hope you know.
Aga ma tean seda ja ma loodan, et ka sina tead.
That I am not your teacher, but it is the Holy Spirit in you who's your teacher.
Et mina ei ole otseselt see, kes on sinu õpetaja, vaid püha vaim sinu sees on sinu õpetaja.
Because he will take my words and my thoughts and he will amplify them into the specific areas of your life that you need to hear.
Sest tema võtab need sõnad, mida mina ütlen ja võimendab neid sinu elu valdkondades, kus sul on vaja neid sõnu.
And that's why all of us could leave here having heard something completely different.
Sellepärast me kõik võime lahkuda siit peale teenistust ja olles kuulnud sama juttu, aga saanud sellest midagi väga erinevat.
You know, all of us receive something different out of the same sermon.
And samast jutusest iga üks meist saab midagi väga erinevat.
And I've had somebody as they were leaving say, well, you know, thank you for talking about this tonight. And I think to myself, I don't think I talked about that at all.
Ja vahest on niimoodi, kui teenistustel saab läbi, keegi tuleb minu juurde, ütleb, et kuule, ei tähetse, täna sellest teemast rääkisid ja ma mõtlen ja lähen nagu oma märkutest läbi ja mõtlen, et kuule, ma ei rääkinud.
But I know that it's the Holy Spirit within you that begins to speak to you and show you things that you need to hear.
Aga ma tean, et see on püha vaim, kes kasutab neid sõnu selleks, et juhendada ja juhatada sind.
So I just consider it a great honor and a privilege to be one who can share God's word with you.
Ja ma olen lihtsalt seda au ja privilegina, et mina saan olla see, kes jagab sulle Jumala sõna.
My life's biggest joy is that I am called to share God's word.
Minu üks suurimaid, kui sa olda,
to teach
my first,
and
no, my, my world's greatest.
It's the greatest.
Minu elu suurim rõõm on, jagada Jumala sõna.
Amen. And I do this with all of my heart.
Ma teen seda kogu oma südamega.
I do it with joy.
Ja ma teen seda rõõmuga.
And I think that's why you come, because we have fun in church, don't we?
Ma usun, et see on põhjus, miks sa tuled, sest meil on lõbus koguduses, on nii.
Amen. We should have fun.
Meil peaks olema lõbus.
And I think that's what the Christian life is all about.
Ja ma usun, et see on see, milles seisneb Kristuse eluga.
And so, you know, the thing in this is, my whole point in saying all that is this.
Kõige selle taga, mida ma tahtsin öelda, on see.
Is I know who I am.
Mina tean, kes mina olen.
I'm just the delivery boy.
Mina olen kõiges kuller.
I'm just the one who's bringing to you what he's given to me.
Mina toon sulle seda, mida Jumal on mulle annud.
And so the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, he's the one who will take that and amplify that into your heart and into your life.
Sinu sees on see, kes võtab need sõnad ja võimendab neid sinu elus.
So I think that no matter what you face in your life.
Ja mina usun seda, et mis iganes väljakutse sinu elus, mis millega sa vastamisi oled.
That we serve a God who is bigger than that issue or that problem.
Meie teenime Jumalat, kes on suurem kui mis iganes probleem meie elus võib olla.
You know, I've talked to several of ones in this church who are planning their future in the coming fall.
Ma olen rääkinud mõningad inimestega siin koguses, kes plaanivad nii-öelda seda sügist ette juba.
You know, some people are wanting to do steps in business.
Mõned inimesed tahavad võtta samme äris.
Some people are you know, wanting to sell flats and apartments.
Teised tahavad näiteks korterid hakata müüma.
Some people are wanting to make steps in school.
Teised inimesed tahavad koolide suunas võtta erinevaid samme.
Unfortunately, we have some people leaving us, and I'm not going to name any names right now.
Kahjuks on ka inimesi, kes on lahkumas meie keskelt. Ma ei hakkasin nimesid siin kohal nimetama.
But I love that we're getting education, that we're lifelong learners.
Aga mulle väga meeldib see, et me saame haridust ja me oleme eluaegsed õppijad.
And I think it's important that we continue to take steps to better ourselves so that God can use us more.
Ma usun, et see on oluline, et me tahame ennast paremaks teha selleks, et Jumal saaks meid kasutada rohkem.
But he is bigger than anything that we're going to do, any decision that we'll ever make.
Aga tema on suurem kui ükski otsus või mis iganes väljakutse meie ees võib olla.
And so I think we need to be putting our hope and our trust in him for every step we take in our life.
Ja ma usun, et me peaksime oma lootuse ja usalduse panema, et temale mis iganes otsuses me oma elus teeme.
Every step we take.
Igal sammul, mida me teeme.
Our trust is in him.
Meie usaldus ja lootus on Jumalas.
Amen.
Amen.
That's so vital for us.
See on eluliselt oluline meie jaoks.
And you know, I believe that God can save you.
Ma usun, et Jumal saab päästa sind.
I believe God can heal you.
Ma usun, et Jumal saab tervendada sind.
I believe God can lead you and guide you.
Ma usun, et Jumal saab juhtida ja juhatada sind.
He can break addictions out of your life.
Tema saab murda sõltuvusi sinu elust lahti.
He can set you free from things that have bound you.
Tema saab vabastada sind asjadest, mis on sind kinni sidunud.
He can deliver you.
Tema saab päästa sind.
He can he can fill you with the Holy Spirit.
Tema saab täita sind püha vaimuga.
I believe that he can do anything that you need, whatever you're going through.
Ma usun, et tema võib teha ükskõik mida, mis sul on vajalik selleks, et edasi minna.
The Bible tells us that God can even take a bad situation and turn it into something great.
Räägi sellest, et Jumal saab isegi võtta halva olukorra ja muuta selle millekski imeliseks.
It doesn't mean that God brings bad situations.
See ei tähenda, et Jumal toob halva olukordi sinu ellu.
But he can take something that's a mess and turn it around for his good.
Aga tema saab võtta millegi, mis on täielik segadus ja muuta selle oma heaks.
And so we are a church who believes that God can help.
Seega me oleme kogudus, kes usub, et Jumal saab aidata.
And that he still does miracles today.
Et siiamaani täna päevani teeb imesid.
Amen. I believe that God does miracles in our lives on a regular basis.
Mina usun, et Jumal teeb imesid meie elus regulaarselt.
If we would just turn to him and trust him and let him lead and guide us.
Kui me lihtsalt pöördume tema poole, lasime tema juhtida ja juhatada ennast.
Because we serve a God who does not change.
Sest me teenime Jumalat, kes ei muutu.
And if he's done miracles in the past, he'll do miracles again today.
Ja kui tema on teinud minevikus imesid, siis tema saab täna teha imesid.
And what a church believes is I think what that church will receive.
Ja mida aga mingi kogudus usub, ma usun, et see on ka see, mida see kogudus vastu saab võtta.
You know, you listen to some churches and some leaderships in churches and they'll tell you that, you know, miracles aren't for today.
Kui sa kuulad mõnikaid juhte, siis tundub, nagu nad räägiksid seda, et imed ei ole tänapäeva jaoks.
You know, they're just for Bible times to get the church started.
Et imed olid ainult selleks, et saada kogudus jooksma.
But that's not how God is.
Aga Jumal ei ole selline.
Because God said, I'm the same.
Siis Jumal ütles, et mina olen see sama.
Yesterday yesterday, today, and always forever and ever and ever.
Täna ja homme ja igavesti ja igavesest ajast igavesti.
And so he can heal you.
Ja tema võib tervendada sind.
He can provide for you.
Tema saab varustada sinule.
He will lead you and guide you.
Tema saab juhtida ja juhatada sind.
He will give you the very best in life.
Ja tema annab sulle kõige parema siin elus.
And we just need to do our best to go to him and to follow him.
Meie lihtsalt peame andma enda parima, et minna tema juurde ja lasma temal juhtida.
And so no matter what we face on our journey, God is bigger.
Mis iganes ka meie tee peal ei ole, Jumal on alati suurem.
And so I said that to say this.
Ja ma ütlesin seda kõike selleks, et öelda seda.
That when you go to God and pray, you need to know that he's a big God.
Et kui sina lähed Jumala juurde ja palves, siis tea seda, et Jumal on suur Jumal.
Amen. He is going to take care of you easily.
Tema võib väga kergesti kanda hool sinu eest.
He doesn't have to struggle to meet your needs. It's easy.
Tema ei pea kõvasti pingutama selle inimele, kuidagi aidata sind.
Your problem is not a problem for God.
Sinu probleem ei ole Jumala jaoks probleem.
Amen. And so we just need to trust him. When you pray, when you go to God in prayer, you believe that he is able to do what you ask him to do. And a couple of weeks ago, I think 2 weeks ago, when we talked about prayer together, you know, we talked a little bit about how big our God is. And I think it would be good for you to go back and listen to that message again.
Ma usun, et see on hea sul minna tagasi kuulata natuke üle ja meenutada enda.
But we talked about how he likes to do things in our life.
Aga me rääkisime sellest, kuidas Jumalal meelib teha asju sinu elus.
And we saw one of the things that God likes to do is he likes to hide things in your life.
Ja me nägime, et üks asjadest, mida Jumalal meelib teha, on peita asju sinu elus.
He likes to hide things along your path that you'll take.
Ta meelib peita asju sinu teekonna peal, mille peal sa käid.
That are things that are treasures for you.
Mis on sellised aarded, mis on sind ootamas.
Or we can call it this way, we call it his blessings that are waiting for us on the path that he asks us to walk.
Me võime öelda, et need on õnnistused, tema õnnistused, mis on ootamas meid selle teeraja peal.
And as you go throughout your life,
ja kui sa lähed oma elu teerada pidi,
as you walk the path that God has for you,
kui sa käid mööda seda teed, mis Jumal on sinu ette pannud,
there will be great things waiting for you.
Siis seal tee peal ootab sind imelisi asju.
There's miracles that are waiting for you.
Seal on imed, mis ootavad sind.
There's favor that's waiting for you.
Seal on soosingud, mis ootab sind.
There's great things in life.
Seal on suured asjad elus sind ootamas.
Everything that I have in life, I am amazed.
Kõik, mis minul on tänasel päeval minu elus, ma olen täiesti hämmingus.
Because God has been so good to me.
Sest Jumal on olnud niivõrd hea minu vastu.
And as I look back on my life, I don't even know how we got to where we are.
Kui ma vaatan tagasi oma elu peale, siis ma isegi ei mõista, kuidas me jõudsime siia.
You know, how did we get into this room and have all that we have as a church?
Kuidas me kogudusena jõudsime siia ruumi ja et meil on kõik see, mis meil on.
It's amazing.
See on imeline.
It's a miracle.
See on täiesti ime.
You know, in my own personal life, what I've been given, it's amazing.
Oma enda elus, ma olen hämmingus ainuksi selles suhtes, kui palju ma saan anda.
But it just comes by following God's path.
Aga see on kõik tulnud tänu sellele, et ma olen järginud seda rada, mis Jumal on minu ette pannud.
And I'll boldly stand up and say, you know, it's not me.
Ja ma võin julgelt seista püsti öelda, et asi ei ole minus.
But it's God.
Asi on Jumalas.
It's God's blessing on what we do as we follow him on the path that he's called.
Jumala õnnistus selle üle, milles meie järgime teda.
And so that's why we're a church who believes in miracles.
Ja see on põhjus, mille pärast me oleme kogudus, kes usub imedesse.
Because we see God do miracles all the time.
Me võime näha, kuidas Jumal teeb kogu aeg imesid.
And it is by faith, by walking in the things that have God by faith.
Ja see on see, kui sa käid Jumala asjadest läbi usu.
That we are able to step into the right place at the right time.
Kus me saame astuda õigetesse kohtadesse õigel ajal.
But God is looking at our heart.
Aga Jumal jälgib ka meie südant.
Are you seeking him? Are you going after him?
Ma vaatab, kas sa otsid teda? Kas sa igatsed teda?
Are you living right?
Kas sa elad õigest?
Are you making an effort to walk on the right path for your life?
Kas sa pingutad selle nimele käia mööda õiget teed oma
elus? And as you make that effort, I guarantee you it will be rewarded.
Ja ma garanteerin sulle, kui sa teed selle pingutuse, siis selle eest tasutakse.
You will find God's best because God is so good.
Sa leid Jumala parima selle tõttu, et Jumal on niivõrd hea.
But here in Isaiah chapter 45, let's read this.
Aga loeme siit Jesaja raamatus 45. peatükis.
Isaiah 45 and verse 3.
Jesaja 45 ja loeme 3. salmist.
Says, and I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name.
Jesaja 45:3. Ma annan sulle pimeduse varjust varandusi ja peidupaikadest aardeid selleks, et sa teaksid, et see olen mina, isand Israeli Jumal, kes sind on kutsunud nimepidi.
I like what it says here.
Mulle meeldib see, mida siin öeldakse.
That I've given you hidden treasures.
Ma olen annud sulle varjatud varandusi, peidetud varandusi ja peidetud aardeid.
Okay, yeah, say it like
again. Peidetud varandusi ja peidetud aardeid.
Okay, he has given us hidden treasures.
Tema on annud meile peidetud aardeid ja varandusi.
What if I said I have given you a hidden car? Sorry.
Kuidas sulle meeldiks, kui ma ütleksin sulle, et ma olen annud sulle peidetud auto?
Yeah, aren't you happy?
Kas sa ei ole mitte õnnelik?
Be blessed.
Kas sa ei tunne ennast õnnistatud?
Because I've given you a hidden car.
Ma olen sulle varjatud auto annud.
And you think you are an idiot.
Sa mõtled, kuidas sa on idikas või?
You know, what do you mean you've given me something that I can't find?
Mis mõttes sa annab mulle midagi, mida ma leida ei saa?
You know, thanks a lot.
Kuule, aitäh.
Appreciate that.
Suur tänu.
No, but listen to how God says this.
Ega kuula, kuidas Jumal seda ütleb.
I have given you. That means he's already done it.
English keeles ütleb, et ma olen sulle annud.
That means he's already done it.
Ta on juba teinud seda.
I have given you hidden treasures.
Ma olen sulle annud peidetud aardeid.
And then he says, riches that are stored in secret places.
Ja aardeid, mis on peidupaikadest.
He's given us riches in the secret places.
Ta on meile salajastes paikades annud selliseid rikkusi.
What's a secret place?
Mis on salajane paik?
That's a place that nobody else knows about.
See on koht, millest keegi teine ei tea.
You know, if you have a secret place with your wife or your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever it would be.
Kui sul on mingisugune salajane paik oma naisega või oma girlfriendi või boyfriendiga või...
You know, that's a place that you go that nobody else knows about.
See on selline salajane paik, millest mitte keegi teine ei tea.
And so God says, I will give you great riches.
Jumal ütleb, ma annan sulle suured rikkused.
But they're in the secret place.
Aga nad on salajases paigas.
So I will give you treasures that are hidden.
Seega ma annan sulle varjatud aardeid.
And I will give you great riches in the secret place.
Annan sulle peidetud rikkusi varjatud paikadest.
And it sounds like God is not really wanting to give us anything.
Ja see kõlab täpselt nii, nagu Jumal ei tahaks meile mitte midagi anda.
But he says it this way, listen.
Aga ütleb seda niimoodi.
He said, I do this so that you will know that I am the Lord.
Aga ütleme, ma teen seda selleks, et sina teeks, et mina olen isand.
And I call you by name.
Ja mina kutsun sind nime pidi.
What is he saying?
Mida ta ütleb?
He's saying, I know you.
Ta ütleb, et mina tunnen sind, mina tean sind.
I know where you are right now tonight in your life.
Ma tean, kus kohas sina oled praegu oma elus.
I know the path that is best for you.
Mina tean seda teed, mis on parim sinu jaoks.
And on that path, I have things that are waiting for you.
Ja selle tee peal on mul sulle asju, mis on mul pandud sinu jaoks valmis.
You just walk this path.
Sa lihtsalt käi selle tee peal.
And you're going to find the hidden treasure that I've already given.
Ja sa leiad need varjatud aardid ja varandused, mis ma olen sinu jaoks juba sinna tee peale pannud.
You seek me and you seek my presence.
Kui sina otsid mind, otsid minu ligiolu.
You are going to go into that secret place where I will give riches beyond your wildest dreams.
Siis sa lähed sinna sellesse salajasse paika, kus ma annan sulle aardid, mida sa poleks ettegi suutnud aimata.
The blessings of God are waiting for us.
Sest Jumala aardid, Jumala õnnistused on ootamas meid.
Let me say it this way.
Las ma ütlen seda nii.
There's a whole world that has already been prepared for you.
Terve maailm on juba sinu eest valmis pandud ja valmis seatud sinu jaoks.
Your future is waiting.
Sinu tulevik on juba ootamas sind.
But it is hidden.
Aga see on varjatud.
And we're going to see why it is hidden.
Ja me saame teada, mille pärast see on varjatud.
I hope we get through this tonight.
Loodan, et me saame täna sellest läbi.
But you can find, you cannot, let's say it this way, you cannot find it through the natural senses.
Aga ütleme niimoodi, et sa ei saa leida neid lihtsalt loomulikuses.
But you find it through spiritual leading and guiding.
Aga sa leiad need läbi selle, et sa käid vaimus ja oled vaimust juhitud ja juhatud.
You can find it by following Jesus.
Aga sa võid leida need läbi selle, et sa järnid Jeesusele.
And his Holy Spirit that is on the inside of you.
Ja tema püha vaimule, kes on sinu sees.
You cannot decide, okay, I'm going to go to the secret place.
Sina ei saa otsustada, et no ma nüüd lähen sinna salajasse paika.
You cannot decide, okay, I'm going to go look for hidden treasure in my life today.
Sa ei saa otsustada, et kuule, täna ma lähen seda varjatud aaret otsima.
No, you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you to it.
Ei, sa lased pühal vaimul juhendada ennast sinna sellesse paika, kus saare on.
It is hidden.
See on varjatud.
But it is not hidden from you, like we said last time,
nagu
it is hidden for you.
Nagu me eelmine kord ütlesime, see ei ole varjatud sinu eest, vaid see on valmis pandud sinu jaoks, on varjatud sinu jaoks.
Amen. You've got to go find it.
Sina peab minema ja leidma selle.
But it's not in the natural.
Aga see ei ole loomulikuses.
It's when you walk by the path that God will lead you by his spirit.
Sa saad leida seda ainult siis, kui sina lased oma pühal vaimul juhtida ennast sinna sellesse paika.
So is the Holy Spirit important?
Kas püha vaim on oluline?
He is vital.
Ta on eluks vajalik.
For us to find the secret treasures and the riches in the secret places.
Selleks, et me saaksime neid varandusi ja varjatud aardeid leida enda elu jaoks.
And we need the Holy Spirit to help us to discover that.
Ja meil on vaja püha vaimu selleks, et avastada neid.
You can't do it on your own.
Sa ise ennast ei saa neid leida.
You could try.
Sa võid proovida.
And in your own strength, you might be able to provide for yourself at a certain level. But God has so much more if we would just follow him. And now get this point here, and I don't want to spend a whole lot of time teaching on it. But it's the subject of faith connected to prayer. And you get the blessings of God into your life by speaking them in faith.
Sa saad Jumala õnnistused oma ellu läbi selle, et sa ütled neid välja usus.
And you need to speak out what you do not know sometimes.
Ja sul on vaja vahest oma suuga välja kuulutada neid asju, mida sa ei tea.
And you speak it by faith.
Ja sa ütled neid sõnu usus.
That I don't know how I'm going to be healed.
Ma ei tea, kuidas ma võin saada terveks.
But I believe, Father, that I am healed in Jesus' name.
Aga isan, ma usun, et Jeesuse nimel ma olen terve.
I don't know how I'm going to get this business deal done.
Ma ei tea, kuidas see tehing saab minu elus tehtud.
But I believe, Father, that you will help me to get this done, that I'll have favor in Jesus' name.
Aga isan, ma usun, et ma saan sellega tehtud ja sinu soosing on minu üle seda tehes.
And so we speak it out by faith.
Ja me ütleme neid sõnu välja usus.
So that we can walk it out and God will be waiting for us there.
Selleks, et me võiksime käia välja seda ja Jumal ootab meid juba valmis.
And you will only be able to speak it out by using your own words.
Aga sa saad neid välja enda ainult oma sõnu kasutades.
That's how faith works.
Sest seda see toimib usk.
Just faith in your heart is nothing.
Sest usk sinu südames poleks nagu mitte midagi.
How do we get saved?
Kuidas me saame päästetud?
We believe in our heart.
Me usume oma südames.
And that's all.
Ja see on kõik.
That's all you need to do.
Sa pead ainult uskuma südames.
Just believe in your heart.
Sa pead lihtsalt uskuma oma südames.
No, the Bible says you believe in your heart and you say with your mouth.
Piibel ütleb, et sa usud oma südames ja sa tunnistad oma suuga.
They go together.
Need käivad koos.
Believe in your heart and say with your mouth and you will be saved.
Usu oma südames ja tunnist oma suuga ja sa saad päästetud.
Why do I have people repeat the prayer every Sunday?
Miks ma lasen inimestel korrata seda palvet igal pühapäeval?
Because you don't know what else to say, Pastor.
Sa ei tea, mida muud öelda sel hetkel.
No, that's not why.
See, ei ole selles.
Because you need to believe it in your heart. And you need to say it with your mouth.
Sest sul on vaja uskuda seda oma südames ja tunnistada seda oma suuga.
And then something supernatural can happen in your life.
Ja siis saab juhtuda midagi üleloomulikku sinu elus.
And so you need to be able to speak it in faith.
Nii et sa pead olema suuteline ütlema neid asju usus.
And what the Holy Spirit will do is he will come and he will help you.
Ja mida püha vaim teeb on see, et tema aitab sind.
Because he knows your future.
Sest tema teab sinu tulevikku.
He knows how to get you to that hidden treasure.
Püha vaim teab, kuidas saada sind selle varjatud varanduseni.
He knows how to lead you to that secret place.
Tema teab, kuidas juhatada sind sellesse salajasse paika.
Where the riches of God are waiting for you.
Kus Jumala rikkused ootavad sind.
He knows.
Tema teab.
If you're struggling in life,
kui sinu on raskus elus,
take some time and follow him.
Siis võtta aega selleks, et järgneda Jumalale.
You can't do this on your own.
Sa ei ole suuteline tegema seda oma enese väest.
And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will come and he will give you a secret language.
Biblia ütleb, et püha vaim tuleb sinu sisse ja annab sulle salajase keele.
And that secret language will lead you to that secret place.
Ja see salajane keel juhib sinu sellesse salajasse paika.
And so this is how God works.
Ja see on see viis, kuidas Jumal töötab.
Is that we speak by faith.
Et me tunnistame läbi usu.
We pray for our lives by faith.
Me palume oma elu üle läbi usu.
In a heavenly language that we do not even understand.
Taevases keeles, millest me isegi ei saa aru.
How does that happen?
Kuidas küll see toimib?
I don't even understand it, but I got to do it by faith.
Ma pean tegema seda usus, aga me isegi ei saa aru, mida ma ütlen.
Well, over the next couple of weeks, I want to encourage you in this.
Paari järgneva nädala jooksul ma tahan julgustada siin selles.
Because we can pray by faith in another tongue.
Me võime usus palvetada teises keeles.
Now God, like we talked about last week, God has a completely different perspective on your life than you do.
Nagu me ka eelmisel nädalal rääkisime, või siis paar nädalat tagasi, et Jumal näeb tervet seda maailma perspektiivi hoopis teise nurgalt.
He doesn't see your life like you see your life.
Näe sinu elu nii, nagu sina seda näed.
And so, why is there no one else like our God?
Seega, miks ei ole mitte kedagi sellist nagu meie Jumal?
Well, just go over one page in your Bible, probably to Isaiah chapter 46.
No, vaata korraks oma Biblisi Jesaja 46. Raamatut.
Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 and verse 10.
Jesaja 46 ja 90 salm.
God tells us why there is nobody else like
you. Jumal siin meenutab meile, miks ei ole kedagi tema sarnast.
He said, remember the former things, those of long ago? I am God. God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is no one like me.
Jesaja 46:9 tulete ka meelde endisi asju muistest ajast, sest mina olen Jumal ja kedagi teiste ei ole. Mina olen Jumal ja ükski ei ole minu sarnane.
He said, there's nobody like me.
Kedagi minu sarnast ei ole.
Let me tell you why.
Ja ma ütlen sulle ka miks.
Because I make known the end from the very beginning, from ancient times to what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand and I will do all that I please.
Kes algusest alates kuulutab lõppu ja aegsest ette, mida veel ei ole tehtud, kes ütleb, minu nõu läheb korda ja ma teen kõik, mis ma tahan.
He said, so from the ancient times, like from Adam, all the way up to all the things that are yet to come.
Kuni nende asjadeni, mis on veel tulemas.
He said, I already know it all.
Ma tean juba kõike.
I've already seen it all.
Ma olen juba kõike seda näinud.
And so your little life on this timeline, your little tiny life.
Seega sinu väikene elukene selle aja joone peal.
You know, 70, 80, 90, maybe 100 years, whatever you get.
70, 80, 90, võibolla 100 aastat, kui kaua sa ka elad.
I don't know about you. I don't know if I want to live to be 100. I don't know.
Ma ei tea, kuidas on sinuga. Ma ei tea. Ma võibolla tahan 100 aastaseks elada või taha.
I just want to live my life. I want to have fun and enjoy it and then just go home.
Ma tahan lihtsalt elada oma elu, täpselt nii nagu ma elan seda oma elu ja jõuda lõpuks Jeesuseni ja elada igaviks.
But if I'm still healthy at 100, I'll keep living.
Aga kui ma 100 aastasena olen ikka veel terve ja täie tervise juures, siis ma tahan jätkuvalt edasi panna.
But I tell you this.
Aga ma ütlen sulle.
God sees everything there to see about your life already.
Jumal juba näeb kõike, mis sinu elus on sündinud, saab sündima.
And he says, there's nobody like me because I see the end before it even begins.
Ja ta ütleb, et kedagi minu sarnast ei ole, kuna mina näen juba algust ja lõppu.
Now we hope that some things will end well.
Nüüd meie küll loodame, et mingid asjad lõpevad hästi.
And you and I might try to plan how something might end.
Ja sina ja mina me võime plaanida võibolla asju, et need lõpeksid hästi.
But we really don't know how it's going to end, do we?
Tegelikkuses me ei tea, mis saab sündima.
The best plans fail.
Parimad plaanid võivad läbi kukkuda.
Just ask me, I'll tell you.
Küsi minu käest, ma räägin sulle.
Yeah, I planned out some things so well, I thought there's no way this can fail.
Ma olen mõningad asju nii täiuslikus, et ei planeerinud ja tean, et on nii haledat läbi kukkunud.
Because there's always some factor that we can't control, right?
See on alati mingisugune faktor, mida meie ei suuda kontrollida.
God said, don't worry about it.
Jumal ütleb, et ära muretse.
There's nothing that I can't control.
Ei ole mitte midagi, mida mina ei suudaks kontrollida.
And I see the end from the very beginning.
Ja mina näen algust lõpus peale.
I see your life.
Ma näen nii algust ja lõppu. Ma
like
näen sinu tervet elu.
Nobody else sees it.
Ja mitte keegi teine ei näe seda nii.
So
nagu mina
God knows how something's going to end before it even starts.
Ja Jumal teab, kuidas mingid asjad lõppevad enne, kui need isegi pihta hakkavad.
Before we even started LVV Kogudus, God knows how it's going to end.
Enne kui meie alustasime LVV Kogudus, Jumal teadis, kuidas see lõpule jõuab.
With thousands of people worshiping God, and then we're all going to go to heaven.
Tuhanded inimesed koos ülistavad Jumalat, ja siis me läheme ühes koos taevasse.
Amen.
Amen.
Watch, you just wait. That's going to happen.
Lihtsalt oota, küll see saab juhtuma.
You know, but God knows how it's going to end before it even starts.
Aga Jumal teab, kuidas asi lõpeb enne, kui see isegi alguse saab.
God knows how your life is going to go.
Jumal teab, mis suunas sinu elu liigub.
He already knows every decision you're going to make.
Tema juba teab kõiki otsuseid, mida sina langetad.
He doesn't control your decisions.
Ta ei kontrolli sinu otsuseid.
And he's probably not behind every decision you make.
Ja temaga ei ole võibolla iga otsuse taga, mida sa teed oma elus.
But he already knows.
Aga tema juba teab.
Doesn't mean that he approves.
See, tähendab, et tema kiidab heaks neid otsuseid.
But he already knows everything you're going to do from now until the day you die.
Aga tema teab juba, mida sina saad tegema oma elu alguses, kuni sinu elu lõpuni.
Because he is outside of time and he can see everything.
Sest tema eksisteerib väljaspool seda ajamulli ja tema näeb kõike, mis selle ajamulli
sees. He looks into time and he sees your little life and he knows everything you're going to do.
Tema vaatab aja sisse ja näeb sinu väikest elu ja näeb, mida sina saad korda saad.
And he still comes and he's there to help you with your life and with your decisions every day.
Aga sellegi poolest tema tuleb ja tema on abiks olemas sinu igapäevaelus.
Why?
Miks?
Because he loves you so much.
Sest ta armastab sind väga.
And he wants you to have his very best.
Ja ta tahab, et sulle kuuluks tema kõige parem.
And even when we screw up, he says, all right, now come on, get on your feet, get up and get back on the right path.
Ja siis, kui meie asjad täiesti pekki keerame, siis tema võib tulla ja aidata meid nendest segadustest välja.
Because I've got good things waiting for you on this path.
Kuule, mul on sind imelisi asju ootamas sinu tee peal.
And he's going to encourage you to follow that path until the day you have no more breath.
Ja tema julgustab sind minema mööda seda teed, kuni sul ei ole enam hinge õhku.
And so as long as you've got breath,
ja kuni sina veel, kuni sul on hinge õhku,
you need to tell God, I want to live for you today.
Ma Jumalale ühelda, et Jumal, ma tahan täna täiega elada sinule.
I want to follow your plan for my life today.
Järgida sinu plaani oma elus täna.
And it is the power of the Holy Spirit that is on the inside of you that will lead you and guide you to God's best.
See on püha vaimu vägi, mis juhib ja juhatab sind sinu elus Jumala kõige paremas.
And so instead of you being moved by everything on the outside,
nii et selle asemel, et kõik välised faktorid mõjutaksid ja muudaksid sinu elu,
we just are moved by what's on the inside.
Me oleme lihtsalt mõjutatud selle suhtes, mis on meie
sees. Let the Holy Spirit lead you from the inside out, don't be led from the outside in.
Lase püha vaimule ennast seespoolt väljapoole juhtida ja juhendada, mitte välisel maailmal muuta ja mõjutada seda, kuidas oma sisemust tunned.
There's been a lot of things that God has led me to do that don't make sense in the natural.
On paljusid asju, mida Jumal on juhtinud mind tegema, mis loomulikuses ei tundu üldsegi loogiliselt.
Lots of things.
Väga paljusid asju.
The things around me would say, don't do that.
Asjad või inimesed minu ümber ütleksid, kui ära tee seda.
But something inside of me says, this is what you need to do now.
Aga miski minu sees on öelnud, et kuule, sa pead seda tegema praegu.
And what do we need to do to take that step?
Ja mida me peame tegema selleks, et seda sammu võtta?
We need to get into faith, don't we?
Me on vaja astuda usku, on nii.
That's when we take those steps of faith and say, God, it doesn't seem like I should be out here, but I'll follow you.
See on põhjus, miks me võtame neid usu samme, ongi see, et kuule, et Jumal, ma ei tea, kuidas sa nagu oled asju näinud, aga ma astun sinu tahtesse ja ma teen seda.
It doesn't feel right.
See ei tundu õige.
It's a little bit scary.
See on natukene hirmu äratav.
But I'll follow your leading.
Aga ma hea meelega järgnen sinu juhtimisele.
Because I know your voice.
Sest ma tunnen sinu häält.
I'm going to take that step.
Ma võtan selle sammu.
And I trust you.
Ja ma usaldan sind.
And I'm going to get out here and I'm going to take another step because I trust you.
Ja ma võtan veel ühe sammu ja astun välja, sest ma usaldan sind.
And we just take steps and follow God's plan for our life.
Ja me võtame neid väiksid samme, usaldades Jumalat ja me järgime tema plaani sedasi.
If you just go by what's on the outside of you, the devil will be able to stop you or at least slow you down.
Sest kui sina usuksid ja teeksid kõik vastavalt sellele, mis sinu ümber toimub, siis saatan saaks peatada ja takistada sind väga kergesti.
Right? He'll be able to block you because you're just going by what you see.
Ta blokiks sind täiega, sellepärast sina usud ainult seda, mida sina näed.
But we need to see things the way that God sees them.
Aga meil on vaja näha asju nii, nagu Jumal näeb asju.
And some things we can't see at all, but we just trust his leading on the inside.
Ja vahest on asju, mida meie üldsegi ei näe ja ei tea, kuidas sellised lähevad, aga meil sealt usandame tema häält enda sees.
And so we trust him and we allow him to lead our lives.
Seega me usandame teda and we
allow him to lead our lives.
Ja me laseme temal juhatada enda.
And so when God talks about your life,
kui Jumal räägib sinu elust,
this is kind of where we ended up last time we taught.
See on nagu see koht, kuhu me eelmine kord nagu peatusime ja eelme.
When God talks about your life, he talks about it in the past tense.
Kui Jumal räägib sinu elust, siis tema räägib minevikus.
He talks about it like it already happened.
Ta räägib nagu asjad oleks juba juhtunud.
You haven't even lived it.
Sa ei ole isegi elanud veel seda.
And he already talks about it like it already happened.
Aga ta räägib sellest täpselt nii, nagu see oleks juba juhtunud.
Some of you have barely even started your lives.
Mõned teist hädalaev on alustanud oma eluga.
Someone like me is, you know, I'm halfway through.
Mõni minusugune on nagu poole tee peal.
Others are maybe a little bit farther along.
Teised võib-olla on natukene kaugemal.
But God already talks about our lives like they already happened.
Aga Jumal räägib meie eludest, nagu need oleks juba olnud.
When God talks about your life, he doesn't say, well, I really hope that you do well, Pärtel.
Kui Jumal räägib sinu elu, siis ta ei ütle, et kuule, Pärtel, ma loodan, et sul läheb väga hästi.
You know, we're going to work together and we're going to try to get you through.
Teeme koostööd ja ma loodan, et äkki tuleme toime koos.
You know, if you need me, I'll try to help.
Kui sul on abi vaja, siis ma võin üritada sind aidata.
That's not how God talks.
See ei ole viis, kuidas Jumal räägib.
God talks about your life like it's done.
Jumal räägib sinu elust, nagu asi on juba tehtud.
And to me, I think that's pretty awesome.
Minu jaoks on päris imeline.
God sees your whole life from start to finish.
Jumal näeb sinu tervet elut algusest lõpuni.
He knows where we are tonight.
Tema teab, kus meie täna oleme.
But he knows where we've been and he knows where we're going.
Aga tema teab, kust meie oleme tulnud ja kuhu meie saame minema.
God sees your whole life like it's a finished picture.
Jumal näeb kogu sinu elu nagu see oleks lõp, nagu üks lõpuni tehtud film.
No, picture like pinched. Not picture.
nagu lõpetatud pilt.
But God is not walking through time like us.
Aga Jumal ei käi mööda aega nii nagu meie käime.
God is outside of time and he sees everything we're going to do.
Jumal on väljaspool aega ja näeb kõike, mis on juba olnud ja saab tulema.
And so he talks about your life like being predestined and pre-planned what you're already going to do.
Nii et räägib sinu elust nagu selleks nagu ette määratud ja juba plaanitud valmis.
Now we just need to find out what that plan is.
Meie peame küll nagu endale teadustama ja teada saama, mis on üldse plaan.
But God already sees everything you're going to do.
Aga Jumal juba näeb kõiki seda, mida sina saad tegema.
God sees every decision you're going to make.
Jumal näeb igat otsust, mille sina vastu võtad.
And we just need to do our best to follow him.
Meie peame lihtsalt andma oma parima selleks, et järgneda temale.
All right, we have a free will.
Meil on vaba tahe.
We are not robots serving God.
Ei ole robotid, kes teenivad Jumalat.
We have our own choice. We can make our own decisions in life.
Meie saame oma elus teha oma otsuseid, oma valikuid.
But God can lead you from wherever you are to his very best.
Aga Jumal saab juhendada ja juhatada sind sellest kohast, kus sa oled, oma kõige paremas.
And so I want you to be confident in your God when you pray.
Nii, kui sina palvetad, siis ma tahan, et sul oleks täielik kindlus ja veendumus oma Jumalas.
When you take time to pray, I want you to know that God can do anything.
Kui sa võtad aega palvetamiseks, siis tea seda, et Jumal suudab teha kõike.
So that when you pray,
et kui sina palvetad,
that you will pray in faith,
et sa palvetaksid usus,
that you will not doubt,
et sa ei kahtleks,
but that you will believe that God can do what he promised.
Vaid, et sa usuksid seda, et Jumal saab teha seda, mida ta on tõotanud.
And the Bible says that the prayer of faith is then going to be powerful and effective.
Ja Biibel räägib seda, et sellisel juhul on uskudes palve efektiivne ja väeline.
And even though you don't know what the outcome is, you pray in faith and you trust that he will bring the outcome.
Isegi kui sina ei tea tulemust sellele otsusele olukorrale, siis sina palu usus ja Jumal toob sind sellest läbi.
And so I wrote this in my notes. Just listen to me on this.
Ma panin selle oma märkmetesse kirja ja lihtsalt kuulame selles.
Life is experienced in seasons.
Et me kogeme elu läbi erinevate hooaegade.
And it's lived on levels.
Ja me elame seda erinevatel tasemetel.
Life is experienced in seasons.
Me kogeme elu erinevatel aastaaegadel.
And it's lived on levels.
Ja elame neid erinevatel tasemetel.
Let me explain this.
Kohe seletan selle lahti.
You know, you experience life in seasons of life.
Sa nii-öelda koged oma elu erinevates eluaegades, nagu hooajad.
You don't become a parent and a grandparent in the same year.
Sa sama aastaga ei saa vanemaks või siis emaks ja vanaemaks korraga.
Yeah, you know, there's seasons.
Seal on erinevad ajad, kus mingi asja võib juhtuda.
You have a season to be a parent.
Sul on aeg, kus sa saad olla lapse vanem.
And then you become a grandparent.
Ja siis sa saad vanavanemaks.
You know, you don't graduate and retire on the same year.
Sa näiteks ei lõpeta kooli ja ei hakka pensioni põlve pidama samal päeval, samal ajal, samal aastal.
You know, it goes in seasons.
See läheb erinevatel aegadel.
There's a time for school, there's a time for work, and then you retire.
On aeg koolis käimise jaoks, on aeg tööl käimiseks, ja siis sa lähed pensionile.
And so everything has a season.
Nii et igal asjal on oma aeg.
Everything in life goes through seasons.
Iga asja siin edus läheb erinevatest hooaegadest või aegadest läbi.
And the Bible tells us there's a season for everything.
Ja Biibel ütleb, et iga asja jaoks on aeg.
But you live life on levels.
Aga sa elad elu erinevatel tasemed.
And what I mean by that is even though you're going through seasons, you're also going to different levels.
Mida ma mõtlen selle all on see, kui siis lähed erinevatest aegadest läbi, sa lähed ka elust erinevatest tasemetest läbi.
You should be growing.
Sa peaksid kasvama.
Amen. You should be progressing in life.
Sa peaksid arenema elus.
You should be getting smarter and wiser in the way that you live your life.
Sa peaksid saama targemaks ja arukamaks selles suhtes, kuidas elad oma elu.
You know, I'm a little bit older than I used to be.
Ma olen nüüd natukene vanem, kui ma kunagi olin.
No, I'm not 18 anymore.
Okay, ma ei ole enam 18.
You know, I'm 48.
Ma olen 48.
Right? And so I don't live today like I did when I was 18.
Täna ma ei ela nii, nagu ma elasin, kui ma 18 olin.
When I was 18, I thought I knew everything about everybody. I thought I was the smartest guy in every room I walked into. And I thought the whole world was all about me. Hey, I'm 18. I'm a man now. I'm going to live my own life. You get out of my way, I'm going to take the world. Right? I lived very foolishly.
Ma elasin väga arutult.
And I ended up with losing just about everything I had.
Ja lõpetuseks ma kaotasin põhimõtteliselt kõik, mis mul oli.
I'm so glad I don't live 30 years later the same way I did when I was 18.
Nii hea meile 38 aastat hiljem ma ei ela täpselt samamoodi.
I'm smarter, I'm wiser, I live at a better level.
Ma olen targem, ma olen narukam ja ma elan oma elu hoopis teisel tasemel.
Ask my wife, she might say, well, sometimes you still act like you're 18, but that's another story.
Sa võib muidugi ka minu naisega arutada ja vahest ta võib öelda, et kui sa vahest ikka käitin nagu 18 aastana, aga see on hoopis teine lugu.
I think that she still loves me.
Aga ma usun, et ta ikkagi armastab mind.
All right. But we live life in seasons.
Aga me elame elu erinevates aegades.
And we live life in levels.
Ja me elame elu erinevatel tasemetel.
Wisdom needs to change the way that you see things in your life.
Tarkus peab muutma seda viisi, kuidas sina näed asju oma elus.
As you go to different levels of wisdom, your life is going to be more and more streamlined.
Kui sina lähed elus erinevatel tasemetel, siis your
life gets more streamlined, it gets more accurate.
Et sa nii-öelda muutud oma eluga aina täpsemaks, sa elad paremini.
You live on higher ways.
Sa elad nii-öelda kõrgematel tasemetel.
And as you grow spiritually,
ja kui sa ka vaimselt kasvad,
you're going to live even more accurately.
Siis sa saad elada veel täpsemini.
So it's not just a natural wisdom, but it's also a spiritual wisdom that can kick in and help you to live a better life.
Nii et mitte ainult loomulik tarkus ei saa aidata siin, vaid ka vaimne tarkus saab aidata siin veel paremini.
And that takes you to even a higher level.
Ja see võib saada siin veel kõrgemale tasemele.
And then you start looking at people who started where you started and now where they are and where you are.
Ja siis sa võid vaadata nende inimeste peale, kes olid sinuga mingi aeg tagasi ja kus nemad alustasid ja kus sina alustasid ja vaadata, kuhu sina oled jõudnud ja kuhu nemad on jõudnud.
And they might just be doing it naturally, but you're doing it naturally and spiritually.
Ja võibolla nemad on saavutanud samu asju ainult loomulikuses, aga sina oled samu asju saavutanud nii loomulikuses kui ka vaimses.
You're going to be more happy. You're going to be more stable. You're going to be more fruitful. You're going to be more blessed. Amen.
Amen.
That's God's plan for you. Is that we would grow in levels.
On see, et me kasvaksime tasemete kaupa.
You know, that we would enter in to go after, you know, room after room after room, all that God has prepared for us.
Me läheksime tuba toa järel, läheksime läbi oma elust nii, nagu Jumal on ette valmistanud.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 11.
Koguja raamat, kolmas peatükk, 11 salm.
Wow. It says that he has made everything beautiful in its time, and he has also set eternity in the human's hearts. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end.
Koguja kolmas peatükk 11 salm. Kõik on ta omal ajal hästi teinud. Ta on nende südamesse pannud ka igaviku ometi ilma, et inimene mõistaks Jumala tehtud tööd algusest lõpuni.
There's so much right here in this verse. I could preach for another hour just right now. He makes everything beautiful in its time or in its season. And he's also set eternity in the human heart. In other words, every human that lives on this planet knows that there's something more than just this. They might tell you, oh no, I don't believe in God, I don't believe in heaven. You know, when you die, you just die. Just like a dog dies, it's dead, you die and you're dead. No.
Ei.
You know in your heart, that's not true.
Sa tead oma südames, et see ei vasta tõele.
And even if you say you believe it, it doesn't mean you really believe that, because there's something in your heart, inside of everyone that knows eternity is waiting for us.
Ja isegi kui sa oma südamest ütled, et tõesti, ma usun, et kui ma suren, siis ma suren, siis ma usun, et see on vale sellepärast, et sinu südames on kirjutatud, et siin tootab midagi igavast.
And it says, yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end.
Siin on kõrgud, ometi inimene ei mõista Jumala tehtud tööd algusest lõpuni.
How is God different than everybody else?
Kuidas on Jumal erinev kõiges muust?
He knows how it's going to end before it even begins.
Jumal teab, kuidas asjad lõppevad enne, kui see isegi algab.
God said, I don't start something until I've already finished it.
Jumal on öelnud, et ma ei alusta midagi, ilma ma oleksin näinud, et see saab lõpule.
God didn't start creating the earth until he already knew how it was going to finish.
Jumal ei loonud maailma enne, kui ta teadis, kuidas see maailm lõpeb.
That's why when it was done, he said, okay, that's good.
Sellepärast Jumal lõigi selle ja ütles, et see on hea.
He didn't create you until he knew how awesome you were going to be.
Ta ei loonud sind ennem, kui ta teadis, kuivõrd väge sa see ja imeline sa saad olema.
And when he sees you, he says, that's good.
Ja kui ta näeb sind, siis see on väga hea.
That's good.
See on väga hea.
God knows how something is going to end Jumal, before it even begins.
Jumal teab, kuidas mingi asi lõpeb enne, kui see alguse saab.
No one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end.
Ja keegi ei suuda mõista seda, mida Jumal on teinud algusest lõpuni.
We can see that you know, a lot of times we might see how something starts.
Maes me võime näha, kuidas mingi asi saab alguse.
And we might know how something is going to end.
Ja me võime nagu arvata või oletada, kuidas mingi asi lõpeb.
You know, we start by giving our hearts to Jesus.
Et me näiteks alguses anname oma südame Jumalale.
And to Jesus.
Jeesusele.
And we end by going to heaven.
Ja, yes, tänu sellele me lõpetame taevas.
And so we can see the A and we can see the Z.
Et me võime näha, kuidas kus kohas hakkab see A täht pihta ja kus lõpeb see Z täht.
But what really messes some people up is the LMNOPQ.
Aga mis mõned inimesed sassi keerab, on see LMNOP.
You know, the stuff in the middle
need asjad, mis seal vahepeal on,
is what we struggle with.
Et need on need asjad, millega me nagu tegeleme ja millega meil on raskusi.
You know, we know where we begin and we know where we're going to end up.
Et me teame võibolla kus kohas me pihta hakkame ja kus me lõpuks lõpetame.
But we don't know how we're going to get there.
Aga me ei tea, kuidas me lõpuks jõuame sinna.
And this is why we need to walk by faith.
Ja see on see põhjus, miks meil on vaja käia usus.
This is why we need to trust God.
Sellepärast on meil vaja usaldada Jumala.
Because sometimes the stuff in the middle is what's going to try to kick your butt.
Sest vahest on need asjad, mis seal tee peal on ootamas, mis seal vahepeal on need asjad, mis annab meile täiega kere peale.
And we need to press in and we need to say, God, lead me to that next step.
Ja meil on vaja minna sügavõtti usus Jumala. Juurde jälle, Jumal juhi ja juhata mind sinna järgmise sammuni.
But remember,
aga pea meeles,
God doesn't start it until he already knows how it's going to finish.
Jumal ei alusta enne midagi, kui ta teab, kuidas see lõpeb.
And so what has God already started in you?
Ja mida Jumal on juba alustanud sinu sees?
What has God begun in you?
Mida Jumal on alustanud sinu sees?
Whatever he's begun in you, he will finish.
Mida iganes Jumal on sinu sees alustanud, selle ta viib ka lõpule.
God would not have started it.
Jumal ei oleks pannud seda seemet sinna, Jumal ei oleks alustanud seda.
Unless he knew how it was going to finish.
Kui ta poleks teadnud, kuidas see siia lõpeb.
And a Philippians chapter 1.
Kiri Filippiastele esimene peatükk.
I really like this verse and we might have to stop right here tonight.
Mulle täiega meeldib see, me võib-olla peame täna lõpetama siin.
But Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6 says this.
Aga kiri Filippiastele esimene peatükk 6. salm.
Philippians 1:6.
Kiri Filippiastele esimene peatükk 6. salm.
I'm just going to read out of the New Living. Can I
do that? Ma loen New Living tõlkest, jah.
It says that I am certain that God,
mina olen veendunud selles, et Jumal,
who begun a good work within you,
kes alustas head tööd sinu sees,
will continue his work,
jätkab ka oma tööd,
until it is finally finished,
kui see saab lõplikult lõpetada,
on the day when Christ Jesus returns,
sellel päeval, kui Jeesus Kristus tuleb tagasi.
So he who began a good work within you,
tema, kes alustas head tööd sinu sees,
he's going to work it until it's finished.
Tema teeb tööd selle ja näeb vaeva selle kallal, kuni see saab lõpule viidud.
So if God started a healing in you,
ja kui Jumal alustas tervendamist sinu sees,
he's going to finish it.
Siis ta viib sellega lõpule.
All right? If God started to bless you,
kui Jumal alustas sinu õnnistamisega,
then he's going to finish it.
Siis ta viib ka selle lõpule.
If God started to use you,
kui Jumal hakkas kasutama sind,
then he's going to finish it.
Siis ta viib ka selle teekonna lõpuni.
Amen. We need to know that God will bring to pass, he will complete what he has started.
Me oleme teada, et Jumal viib lõpule selle, mis tema alustas.
But there's another factor that comes in here, and that's us.
Teine faktor, mis seal juures on see, et seal oleme meie.
Am I going to follow and allow God to finish that?
Kas mina järnen sellele ja lasen Jumala lõpetada seda, mis ta on alustanud?
Or am I going to choose my own way?
Või ma hakkan oma teed valima?
We are the ones that decide where we go from here.
Meie oleme need, kes otsustavad, kuhu me nüüd läheme.
And so God does not have a past or a future.
Jumalal ei ole minevikku ega tulevikku.
Think about that.
Mõtle selle peale.
God doesn't have a past or a future. He just always is and always was and always will be.
Jumalal ei ole mingisugust minevikku ja ta ei ole tulevikku, sellepärast, et ta lihtsalt on olnud ja ta on.
You know, when Moses said, "Who do I tell the people you are?"
Moses küsis, et kuule, mis ma inimestele ütlen, et kes sa oled?
What did God say?
Mida Jumal ütles?
I am.
Ma olen. Mina olen.
I am.
Mina olen.
And when they asked Jesus, "Who are you?"
Jeesuse käest, kes sa oled?
And he said, "I am."
Mina olen.
Wow, that's pretty powerful.
See on tegelikult päris võimas, kui sa mõtled selle peale.
You know, when somebody says, "Who are you?" you say, "Well, you know, I'm so and so, and this is what I do, and this is where I live." And
keegi küsib sinu käest, et kuule, kes sa oled, siis ütled, kuule, mina olen see ja see ja ma teen seda ja tegelen sellega ja varsti olen sinna.
You know, we try to explain about ourselves.
Me üritame seletada nagu ennast lahti, on nii.
And we explain it in a past tense.
Ja me seletame seda nagu rääkides oma minevikust.
Or present tense.
Või olevikust.
But we don't talk about it in the future tense.
Aga me ei räägi ju enda tulevikust.
And God just says, "I am."
Aga Jumal lihtsalt ütleb, et mina olen.
I am.
Mina olen.
Who sent me?
Kes saatis sind?
I am.
Mina olen.
Who are you?
Kes sa oled?
I am.
Mina olen.
That means I'm outside. I see things so different than you.
Ma näen asju hoopis teise nurga all kui
there,
sina.
There is no past. There is no present.
Ei ole mineviku, ei ole oleviku.
I have a great plan for you and I've already seen it come to pass.
Ma näen imelist tuleviku ja mineviku sinu jaoks.
And I've already seen it come to pass.
Ma olen näinud, kuidas kõik see on sinu elus ära olnud.
All I want you to do is follow me and where I have for you.
Ainus, mida ma tahan, on see, et sinu järgneksid mulle ja tuleksid seda selle tee peal, mis mul on sulle valmis pandud.
And God cannot change.
Jumal ei saa muutuda.
But listen.
Aga kuula.
That means God cannot get any better.
See tähendab ka seda, et Jumal ei või saada kuidagi veel paremaks.
Can you get better?
Kas sina võid saada paremaks?
Well, I hope you know that you can.
Ma väga loodan, et sa tead, et sa võid saada paremaks.
Some of you are just looking at me like, maybe.
Vaatame, et ma ei tea, võibolla võin saada paremaks.
No, all of us can be better.
Ei, me kõik võime saada veel paremaks.
You could do better.
Sa võid veel paremini teha asju.
You could live better.
Sa võid elada veel paremini.
You could live at another level.
Ja sa võid elada veel paremal tasemel.
So we need to grow, we need to get there.
Meil on vaja kasvada, meil on vaja jõuda sinna.
Enter into new seasons of life and go to different levels.
Siis enda erinevates aegades oma elus ja minna selle tee peal.
But God,
Jumal,
he can't get better.
Jumal ei või saada enam paremaks.
Has it ever occurred to you that nothing has ever occurred to God?
I'm sorry, that blew just my mind.
Okay. Have you ever thought about it this way?
I haven't.
Okay, let's interpret
so it.
Has it ever occurred to you that nothing has ever occurred to God? Have you ever thought about it this way? God has never come up with any idea.
Parafraseerimise ütlem niimoodi, et kas sa oled kunagi mõelnud, et Jumal ei ole kunagi ühegi uue idee peale tulnud?
God has never sat in heaven and thought, "Oh, I've got a new idea."
Jumal ei ole kunagi istunud taevast ja mõeldes, et kuule, et appikene, mul tuli täiega hea idee.
He already knows everything.
Ta juba teab kõike.
We are constantly learning. We are constantly growing.
Meie pidevalt õpime, meie pidevalt kasvame.
God doesn't need to grow.
Jumal ei ole vaja kasvada.
He doesn't need to learn.
Tal ei ole vaja õppida.
He knows it all.
Ta teab kõike.
He just makes decisions.
Ta lihtsalt teeb otsuseid.
Based on what he already knows.
Vastavalt sellele, mida ta juba teab.
He wanted to create a universe that has billions of galaxies.
Jumal lõi galaktika, või maailma, kus on miljardeid galaktikaid.
Universe, not maailma. He wanted to create a universe that had billions of galaxies.
Ta oli universumi, kus on miljardid galaktikaid, ütleme niimoodi.
And every galaxy, there's billions of stars.
Ja igas galaktikas on miljardid tähti.
And he just said, "Let there be light."
Ja ta ütles, et saagu valgus.
And everything was.
Kõik sai olemuse.
We call it the Big Bang.
Me nimetame seda suureks pauguks.
And let's try to explain what God did.
Üritame seletada lahti seda, mida Jumal tegi.
We don't even understand how this planet works.
Me isegi ei mõista veel siiamaani, kuidas see maakera toimib.
And you're going to believe scientists how the whole universe works?
Ja siis sa üritad teadlaste poole pöörduda, et kuidas nüüd terve universum töötab.
I don't know why I'm talking. Listen.
Ma isegi tea, mis ma räägin selle.
I watched Discovery Channel the other day. Listen, or History Channel.
Vaatsin mingi ajaloo kanalit, vaatsin üks päev.
Scientists have no clue how a caterpillar becomes a butterfly.
Teadlastel pole mingisugust aimu ka, kuidas väikesest usikeses saab liblikas.
It defies all evolution theories completely. Because it goes in with one DNA and it makes a cocoon and it comes out with a different DNA. And it's a worm. And it doesn't know how to change things. It just knows I need to make a cocoon so that I can change. And I don't even know if he's thinking about, ooh, I get to be a butterfly. He just knows what to do. And he goes into this place, this secret place. And he comes out something completely different. Butterflies blow the mind of every scientist. And you know the cool thing? Butterflies are everywhere on the planet. They're everywhere. So God is saying, you think you know? You don't know. You think we come from monkeys? Try to figure this out. Here's a worm that's going to become a thing that flies.
Sa arvad, et me oleme appidest kuidagi pärinenud, vaata seda väikest ussi, kes muutub liblikaks ja ürita sellest aru saada.
The whole point of this documentary that I watched
kogu point selle doksarja juures, mida ma vaatasin,
is that, you know, really the evolution process does not make sense.
Oli see, et tegelikult see evolutsiooni protsess ei ole loogiline.
And the whole thing that screws it up is the butterfly.
Ja kõik, mis selle nässu keerab, on see väikene usikene või väikene liblikas.
How cool is that? God is so cool.
Kas pole mitte inges? Jumal on niivõrd lahe.
Anyway, back to my point.
Tagasi minu punkti juurde.
God knows how to get things done.
Jumal teab, kuidas asjad toimivad, kuidas asjad panna toimima.
And what he began, he's going to finish in you.
Ja mida tema alustas, selle tema viib lõpule sinu sees.
And so whatever you think you do not know.
Nii et mida iganes sina arvad, et sina ei tea.
There is a Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of you and he knows.
Siis kuula, püha vaim elab sinu sees ja tema teab.
There is a power that is on the inside of you that is greater than anything on this planet.
Sinu sees on vägi, mis on võimsam kui mis iganes tahes asi siin maa peal.
Why did Jesus come and go through all that he went through and die a horrible death on a cross?
Miks tuli Jeesus siia maa peale, elas oma elu ja suri sellist kohutavat surma, nagu ta suri?
He did it so that he could free you from the sin of your life.
Ta tegi seda kõike sellepärast, et vabastada sind sinu elu patust.
So that the holy presence of God could come and be on the inside of you.
Selleks, et Jumala püha olemus saaks tulla sinu sisse ja elata seal.
And then everything changes.
Ja siis kõik muutub.
Everything.
Kõik.
It's no longer the same.
Mitte miski ei ole enam endine.
Because now we are not living by a limited view of life, but we are living by an unlimited view.
Sest me ei ela ainult oma piiratud nägemise, piiratud maailmaga, vaid me oleme piiramatusega õnnistatud.
We have the one on the inside of us who knows where we're going before we even begin.
Meie sees on keegi, kes teab, kuhu me peame minema, kuhu me peame jõudma, enne kui me isegi teeme seda midagi.
And there is nothing that God does not know.
Ja ei ole mitte midagi, mida Jumal ei tea.
Nothing that has ever happened or anything that ever will happen. That God does not know.
Ei ole mitte midagi, mis on juhtunud, mis saab juhtuma, mida Jumal ei teaks.
So anything that you do in secret, God knows.
Kõik, mis sina teed salajases, Jumal teab, usu mind.
Anything that people have done in the past that have they tried to hide things, they can't hide things from God.
Mis iganes inimesed on teinud oma minevikus, mida nad üritavad varjata, nad ei saa seda varjata Jumala eest.
God knows.
Jumal teab.
He knows everything.
Jumal teab kõike.
And so we just need to get ourselves in a place.
Meil on vaja saada ennast sellesse paika.
That when we pray,
kui me palvetame,
that we allow God to use us to pray big things.
Et me laseme Jumalal enda läbi palvetada suuri asju.
When you pray,
kui sina palvetad,
don't think that God's like you.
Siis ära mõtle, et Jumal on selline nagu mina.
Don't think he's like you.
Ära mõtle, et Jumal on sinu sarnane, selline nagu sina.
Right? When you pray, God, don't think God's like me and he sees things like me. He doesn't.
Ära mõtle, et Jumal on selline nagu mina ja Jumal näeb asja täpselt nii nagu mina. Ei, ta ei näe asja nii nagu sina.
Listen to yourself pray sometimes.
Kuula, kuidas sa ise palvetad vahest.
When you're panicking.
Kui sa oled paanikas.
Say, oh God, what are we going to do? I don't know what to do.
Jumal, mida me teeme? Mida me küll teeme?
God, help us right now. Don't you, I don't know what to do.
Mis ma teen? Ma ei tea, mida teha. Kuule, siin selline olukord, mis ma teen?
Listen, God's not freaking out like you're freaking out.
Jumal ei satu paanikasse nii nagu sina satu paanikasse.
Oh, I just got fired. What am I going to do now?
Kuule, mind vallandati, mis ma nüüd teen, mis ma ette võtan?
Don't panic.
Ära satu paanikasse.
God's got a plan.
Jumal on plaan.
I got to move out of my flat. What am I going to do now?
Ma pean oma korteris välja minema. Mida ma teen?
Chill out.
Rahu.
God's got a plan.
Jumalal on plaan.
He knows where you're going to be.
Tema teab, kus sina saad olema.
Just follow him.
Lihtsalt järgne Jumalale.
Just take that next step.
Võta see järgne samm.
Well, I'm graduated. Now what?
Kuule, see sai lõpule viidud. Mida nüüd järgmiseks?
You know, now I need a job.
Nüüd mul on vaja töökohta.
Now I need to do responsibility things.
Nüüd mul on vaja vastutustundlik asju teha.
Now what?
Nüüd mis nüüd?
Chill out.
Rahu.
And just follow God.
Lihtsalt järgne Jumalale.
Amen.
Amen.
Let him lead you step by step to the better thing that's just ahead.
Lase Jumalal juhtida ennast sammu järelt lihtsalt parematesse asjadesse.
And when you pray, don't think that God is in a panic.
Ja kui sa palvetad, siis ära arva, et Jumal on kuidagi paanikas.
Because before you were even made, he already knew how you're going to end up.
Sest enne seda, kui sina sündisid, tema juba teadis, kuhu sina oma elu lõpus jõuad.
And so I've taken a couple weeks to really hammer this point.
Ma olen võtnud kaks nädalat lihtsalt selleks, et teiga nii-öelda täiega haamdiga toksida seda teemat.
So that when you pray,
et kui sa palvetad,
you go to a God who knows everything and is bigger than you.
Sa lähed Jumala juurde, kes teab kõike on tohutult suurem kui see, mida sa mõistad.
And he knows how to get you from where you are to where he wants you.
Ja tema teab, kuidas saada sind selles kohas, kus sina oled, sinna, kus sul on maja jõuda.
He knows the way that's best for you.
Tema teab, mis on parim sinu jaoks.
Because he already sees it all.
Sest tema juba näeb kõike.
He sees what the devil's going to try to do to stop you and he knows the way around it.
Tema näeb seda, mida saatan on plaaninud selleks, et sind takistada ja tema teab, kuidas sind sellest läbi viia.
He sees what people are going to try to do to stop you and he knows the way around.
Tema on näinud, mida inimesed üritavad teha selleks, et takistada sind ja tema teab, kuidas sellest läbi minna.
He says, just follow me and I'll take you to the best place.
Järgne mulle ja ma viin sind sinna salajasse paika.
Let me lead you.
Las ma juhin ja juhatan
sind. Let me guide you and teach you by my Holy Spirit on the inside of
you. Las ma juhendan sind läbi oma püha vaimu, kes on sinu sees.
And when you pray,
ja kui sa palvetad,
pray and know that I can do what I promised I would do.
Palu teadmisega, et mina suudan teha seda, mida ma olen öelnud, et ma suudan teha.
Man, there's nothing more powerful than that.
Sest sellest ei ole mitte midagi võimsamat.
If you could just get that kind of faith when you pray,
kui sa paludes oled sellise usuga,
it's going to change your prayer life.
See muudab täielikult sinu palve.
Prayer becomes fun.
Palvetamine muutub lõbusaks sinu
Prayer
jaoks.
Becomes an adventure. Life should be an adventure.
Palvetamine on seiklus sinu jaoks. Tead, sinu elu peaks olema seiklus sinu
that
jaoks.
We enjoy every day.
Kus me naudime igat päeva.
That we go and we find those things that God has for us every day.
Läheme ja leiame neid asju, mis Jumalal on meie jaoks iga päev.
And we need to walk it out by faith.
Ja me oleme käia see usus.
And so he has hidden these things for you so that you can find them.
Jumal on peitnud neid asju sinu jaoks selleks, et sina võisid leida neid.
And when you pray, God will show you the way to his treasure.
Ja kui sina palvetad, siis Jumal näitab sulle teekonna selle aardeni.
By the Holy Spirit on
Läbi
the inside
püha vaimu, kes on sinu sees.
Your answer has already been given.
Sinu vastus on juba antud.
He said, I've already given you the treasure.
Kus, ma juba antsin sulle aarde.
How do we get there?
Kuidas me jõuame sinna?
We get there by following the Holy Spirit of God on the inside of us.
Me jõuame sinna läbi selle, et me järgneme püha vaimu, kes on meie sees.
You just need to walk by faith.
Sa pead lihtsalt käima usus.
And so the Holy Spirit on the inside of you will lead you and he will guide you.
Püha vaim sinu sees juhib ja juhatab sind.
And we just need to follow him.
Ja meil on vaja lihtsalt järgneda temale.
Follow him.
Järgne temale.
Amen.
Amen.
I've planned to have Freddie teach next week, but I'm going to change that plan right now.
Ma plaanisin seda, et järgmisel nädalal Freddie õpetab, aga ma muudan selle plaani kohe.
I want to come back and pick up right here because I want to get to somewhere.
Ma tahan tulla järgmine nädal tagasi ja jätkata samas kohas, kus me oleme.
Because we're just about ready to step across a line here that is going to be life-changing for you if you'll receive it.
Sest me oleme selle joone peal, kui me läheme sellest joonest üle, siis see on tõesti elu muutav sinu.
Because the Holy Spirit is waiting for us to take one step to open up God's whole world to us.
Sest püha vaim ootab, et me võtaksime selle ühe sammu, selleks muuta kogu meie elu.
And it's through the presence and the power of prayer in our life that we can get to where God wants us.
See on läbi palve ligeolu, kus me võime saada sinna selles kohta, kus Jumal tahab.
And so I think that this has been awesome tonight and I'm so thankful we've had this time.
Ma usun, et meil täna oli väga vaeg ja ma olen väga tänulik selles, et meil oli see aeg koos.
I encourage you if you can to get back here next Wednesday.
Ja ma tahan julgustada sind Tule järgmine kolmapäev tagasi.
Because I want us to take another step and go to that deeper place.
Ma tahan, et me võtaksime selle järgmise sammu ja läheksime veel sügavamale.
Because prayer is going to be vital for you to reach the places that God has for us.
Palve on oluline selle jaoks, et sa jõuaksid nendesse paikadesse, mis Jumalal on sinu jaoks.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Would you stand with me?
Tõusume koos püsti.
Let's pray.
Ja palvetame.
Father God, I love you.
Isa, ma armastan sind.
I thank you for your amazing word.
Ma tänasin sinu imelise ja võimsa sõna.
I thank you that you are great.
Ma tänan selle eest, et sina oled vägev.
That you are almighty.
Et sina oled kõik võimas.
That you are all powerful.
Et sina oled kõik väeline.
That you are all knowing.
Et sina oled kõike teada.
And we serve a God who can do anything.
Et me teenime Jumala, kes suudab teha ükskõik mida.
Father, we trust you as we follow you in our lives.
Ja kui meie järgneme sulle oma eludega.
That you will continue to lead us and to guide us to your very best. I pray, Lord, that you will remind us every time we go to pray.
How
awesome you are. So that when we pray out your plan, we're not praying out something we hope will happen. But that we're praying out something that you have already completed. And so, Lord, let us think and begin to pray on another level. Help us to be the men and women that you desire for us to be. That we can get from this place to where you want us to be. Thank you that you're a good God. Thank you that you're a God who cares. That you have treasures waiting for us. That you have riches waiting for us. And Lord, we thank you that you will lead us by your Spirit.
And
we will see what you have for us. Give us eyes to see. By your Spirit, help us to pray in faith. And I thank you that those things will come to pass in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You are amazing. And we love you. We love you. We love you. Glory to God. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm glad I came to church.